What's going on in there?
What is that?
That's my favorite band. I've told you that like 1,000 times.
Way too early Wednesday.
It is going to be like hitting a pinata filled with hornets.
On Static Radio.
Yep.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. You're the least helpful person I know.
Wow. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, good morning.
6:08. Happy Wednesday. Way too early Wednesday.
That it is.
What's going on?
Oh, you know, I'm just trying to do my job. Uh-huh. And whenever I don't know how to do something, I expect my boss to be able to help me out and show me things. And today, I don't know why I'm saying today, just like every other day, he's unhelpful. He's not helping me out today.
Man, are you saying this because Stever's not around and you normally wouldn't talk about him this way?
No, I'm talking about you.
Oh, sorry, you said boss.
Yeah, you're my boss.
So
you're
practically, I was like...
Like, on the level of, like... Of like bosses, you're one of them. You're the lowest level of boss.
What?
But you're still my boss.
Like middle management.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Like if I'm doing something wrong and Stever's like she can't do that, he tells you.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you tell me.
That's true.
So you're my boss.
Wait a second.
No, wait a second. I'm still talking.
Oh man. You can't talk to your boss like that.
There is right now I can. There is a paper jam in the copier, and I'm trying to print out stuff for today's show for the betterment of us.
Of society, really.
For everyone today, and you're over there just counting down, saying how many seconds we have left, and you're not even helping me out.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really all you have to say.
Yeah, I am. My bad. My bad. It's way too early Wednesday.
Yeah, I know.
I had to get on the air.
Okay.
So, you know, it is here. It is time. You can give us your request, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Sort of.
Yes, it is way too early Wednesday, and wake us up because apparently we need it.
We'll accept about a third of them.
Except for... Right?
Right.
That's right.
So, yeah. You may or may not have noticed this last Saturday, there was no shockwave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sadly,
there's no shockwave.
No shockwave. No hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
No quote-unquote screamo, as they call it. So you can wake up as long as it's to Micah Talks.
Okay.
You know?
There are other
things. Just waking people up. We got a request. Yeah, sorry, Thebes. That's too heavy. We can't. Yeah, we don't play hardcore anymore here.
So. Oh, my God. I really don't know what to do right now.
Yeah, I don't either. It's way too early Wednesday. But I mean...
I feel like...
We gotta wake people up.
Yeah, I feel like for the first hour...
We can wake people up to Blindside.
Okay.
We do get some requests for Blindside.
Why are you playing that one?
Because it's the only one we can play. Give us your suggestions, facebook.com/mystaticradio, or you can give us a call, 505-338-3700. Static!
Was it way too early Wednesday?
It really is.
But we can't play Ace the Day.
True story.
What do you mean?
It just means we
can't. No more hardcore.
You mean, how are we supposed to wake up in the morning?
Well, we got some special Blindside that we're going to play. It's totally going to wake up.
Wait, what happened? I don't understand.
We're just trying to wake you up.
No, I mean, I don't understand why we can't have anything hardcore.
Oh, we don't either.
Because I said so.
Okay.
Well, I don't really care for this, but I really wanted to call and tell you I woke up specifically because I wanted to hear Haste the Day. And Mitch would like to know that I made myself a lovely egg sandwich.
Ew.
You wait for breakfast?
Yes, a very lovely egg sandwich for breakfast.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
And you're welcome. And one more thing. I was working on my scooter. You remember how I told you I crashed in the snow? Okay, well, I was working on it, and I had a hammer, and I bashed my finger all apart, and I have a purple fingertip now, and I thought Spiro, since once upon a time you rode a hog, you know, a Harley, you might know a mechanic or two, maybe could come help me fix the scooter, because my scooter is not running, and that's very upsetting.
Yeah. I don't know anybody who could help fix a scooter, just real motorcycles. Oh, snap!
Oh, my God.
That was really mean, but I'm going to go now because I'm looking forward to whatever song, but I crash, but I don't burn, so maybe it is the day something, maybe.
All right. Maybe.
Thank you.
White as snow.
Bye, you
guys. I could probably do that. All right. We'll see you later, little one. Lil one. Yeah. No, Thebes. I know, bro. Bro.
Dude.
I know, bro.
Bro.
I know. Bro. Seriously? I'm just saying.
Are you serious?
Oh. It's way too early Wednesday.
Sorry, Creepy Caleb.
Yeah, that one will work.
This is out of control.
Yeah, well, we have to check him first. Make sure it doesn't actually wake you up.
Look at...
Static!
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hello, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey there. We were waiting.
How are you guys?
You know, it's way too early Wednesday, so we're just trying to wake people up.
Already? Wednesday? Again?
Yeah.
Again. Happens every week.
My favorite day of the week, too. It's nice to see...
Oh, I didn't say it was my favorite.
Sound service, yeah, at 7:15.
Boom!
I always thought you guys are the only station I have programmed on my MP3 and in my bedroom stereo system.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because, I don't know, all the other stations don't really have that much, you know, interesting stuff on.
Good job.
You guys are the only station that I, you know, truly like for the music.
We try to keep it interesting.
Yep.
We do try.
We really do. What do you want to hear for Way Too Early Wednesday?
Ooh, you know, I forgot that, I don't know if this is the right title, Steve-O. Forgive me if I get this wrong. Sparrow and the Wolf by James Vincent McMorrow.
You know what? That's a good one.
I think we can play that.
That's a good one.
Hey, can you give that to, let's see, my bus driver, Yvonne?
Boom, Yvonne!
Of course.
Shout out to the bus!
That's right.
And the driver. The bus
driver! Thanks, guys.
Driver.
Have a nice day.
You too, Matthew from How About Gary? All right, way too early Wednesday. We got some Family Force 5, possibly.
Maybe, we'll see.
We got some Blindside.
Yeah, we have some Blindside.
We've got some Haze today. We'll kick it off with Matthew from Albuquerque's request. James Vincent McMorrow. It's way too early Wednesday.
Yep, sure is.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
And that was Blindside, Pitiful, coming from their acoustic set.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Way Too Early Wednesday right here on My Static Radio.
That's right. Phone number is 505-338-3700 if you would like to chime in.
Or you can go ahead and put those requests on facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
That's right. We're just trying to wake you up this Wednesday morning with all the jams.
And if we are succeeding, go ahead and email us, studio@MyStaticRadio.com.
That's right. We've got some Heath McNeese on the way, also some Copeland. That'll wake you up.
At least we sure hope so.
Static!
Hey, can you guys play some Red by Perfect Life? I mean, Perfect Life by Red?
Ooh, yeah. We can do that.
All right. Awesome.
Thanks. All right. Some Red. We can do that.
Yes, we can.
I know. You're a fan. You. Huge fan.
Stop spouting lies to the world. You're very ornery today.
I am. It is Wet News Day.
It is Wet News Day.
Got about 2.5 minutes until that one goes down.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get into a request. Coming right back, we've got Wet News Day, but first, from Facebook, for Way Too Early Wednesday, Heath McNeese. Let's come prepared. Steve-O Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Heath McNeese, come prepared.
Yep.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I was just saying things.
It is Wednesday and 6:30, which means...
Ah, yes.
You're supposed to be more excited. You're supposed to say, which means...
Which means it's Wet News Day. Breaking news. A new survey found that 61% of Facebook users have at some point taken a break from the world's top social network. The survey also found, not surprisingly, most return after the break.
That's not breaking news. That is dumb.
No, you and I are... That's
we're
breaking news.
Not returning.
We're not returning. Right, that's what I'm saying.
We're on a permanent vacation from Facebook. Well, minus the static radio Facebook, which we're on like 24/7.
Does that count then? Does that count?
I don't know. Okay, sorry. Breaking news.
Breaking news. It should have been a routine bond hearing on a minor drug charge, but Florida's Florida's Penelope Soto has become a viral video star for all the wrong reasons. I don't know. Hold on. Can I pre-read this? The 18-year-old wasn't taking the proceeding too seriously, smiling and laughing as the judge asked her questions. When she called out adios as she left, he called her back and doubled her bond to $10,000. That finally got her attention. She walked away, flipped him the bird, and uttered an expletive.
Yeah, come on, news girl.
The judge then called her back and sentenced her to 30 days in jail.
Uh-uh.
Yes.
One more?
Yes. Women's? No, that's too long. I can't read any of these.
Wow, you are so prepared.
A brewery in Alaska is powering its operations with a source they have in great supply. Beer.
Really?
The Alaskan Brewing Company now uses a 1.8 million furnace that can burn the grains left over after the brewing process. The beer power saves nearly $500,000 a year.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
What can we use to power the station and save money? My energy.
Your energy.
I'll just run on a treadmill during the whole show.
It's just your energy. What do we have too much of back here?
Oh, I thought you were going to say my energy.
Just your energy.
We just have too much of me. Okay. I'll go. Unless there's more Wet News Day.
Hold on. Go ahead and talk. Talk.
What? Talk. It's Wet News Day. You didn't throw it back to me. I'm not allowed to talk until you throw it back to me.
Breaking news. Would you snoop on your partner's emails? I don't know. It says that twice. Almost half of us do. And a third of people stalk their exes on Facebook and Twitter. 1 in 5 admitting having stalked their current partner's ex.
That's creepy. Reason number 7 why I don't have
a
Facebook.
So I don't have the opportunity. Weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why we don't have Facebook pages.
And that's it for the breaking news today.
Oh, yes. Good job. High five, you. You did a really good job.
Ding.
Ding. Aww. Oh, here, fine. You get the right thing.
Thank you.
There you go. Good job.
Now I want to go ahead and talk about some birthdays.
Oh, snap. You're actually following through with everything today. All right, let's do this.
And as you very well know, today is February 6th, which means it's T-minus 2 days until my birthday.
This is right.
So I want to give a shout out to myself. Happy birthday, you, in 2 days.
You can't do that. It's Wednesday.
Happy birthday, you. It is my birthday week.
Friday, it's all about you. Today, not so much.
It's all about me all week.
Are we going to do this birthday thing?
All week, yes. I want to wish a happy birthday to Tom Brokaw.
Hey, Tom Brokaw!
72.
73.
Nuh-uh!
Yes.
No!
Also to Axl Rose.
Axl Rose.
Come on.
51.
He's 51.
Stop it right now.
He's 51.
Are you serious? Oh, yeah. You know where you are?
This is why I don't do this.
You're in the jungle, baby.
Oh, sweet child of mine.
Oh, good job, you.
Thanks.
Good job.
Two songs I know.
I like that. All right.
Also, I want to wish a very happy birthday to... Mike Farrell from MASH.
87.
74.
Ow. I don't know MASH.
Also to, how do you say that name?
Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Zsa Zsa Gabor.
104.
96. What now? To Natalie Cole.
Ooh, Nat King Cole's daughter. 48.
63.
What? 63?
Yes.
Wow, okay, I guess that makes sense. All right.
To Rick Astley.
Ooh! Oh, man! Like, we could have Rickrolled everybody! That's what you do!
It's Rick Astley's
you
birthday.
You Rickroll him! I know!
Okay, but how old is
Never
he?
I'm gonna give you a while. I'm gonna let you down. Dude's gotta be like 54.
47.
Oh!
And lastly, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Robert Townsend from The Parenthood.
Who?
To what? Robert Townsend.
Can I Let's get like a up. Ballpark? I don't even know who this guy is. Why are you giving me random people I don't know?
He's older.
47.
No, he's 56.
Oh.
I said he's older.
Yeah, I know. That's older than me.
Yes. So anything... Okay, so I could have guessed 34.
Yeah.
He's old.
That's old.
Robert Townsend. So anyway. I just want to wish a very happy birthday to anybody whose birthday is on February 6th.
That's right. And coming up this Friday, you can get your birthday wishes into my co-host's her birthday. And for your birthday, Justin Bieber is hosting SNL for you.
For my birthday, Justin has gotten me a present.
He's hosting and doing the musical stuff as well. Trying to rip off Justin Timberlake yet again. So, well, there you go.
Who
Congratulations.
Else would you model your life after? If your name is Justin, you're talented. Who else would you model your life after?
Wow.
A talented Justin automatically goes to Justin Timberlake.
It is way too early Wednesday. And we got some requests to get to. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to request a song. Rhino requested some Under Oath. So and oh, yeah.
We'll do it.
Rock some of that.
There it is.
Too bright to see, too loud to hear. Good job, News and Birthday Girl. It's good stuff. Under Oath for you now. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
There is bridge repair. Some repairing of the bridges.
Good job.
On Montaño Northwest at Culture. There's also the same road construction unsur between McMahon and Bandelier. And right lane is closed on Constitution at Pennsylvania. And more construction road is closed at Zuni and Alvarado. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. It's way too early Wednesday. Get your requests in now.
Now.
We might play them.
Maybe. We'll see.
So, speaking of requests.
Yeah?
I know the dentist has requested your appearance.
Yeah.
How's your tooth? What's going on?
You know, right now I'm in a little bit of pain because I haven't taken any medication because I haven't eaten.
Catch people up for those who have no idea what's going on, because you know your left side looks like a chipmunk, but your left side isn't on the webcam, so people can't see your puffy face.
So last Thursday, I started having some minor pains,
right?
And I started complaining about them on Friday,
mm-hmm.
and then I went to urgent care on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and turns out there's some sort of crazy infection in my top left wisdom tooth, and my bottom left wisdom tooth is what is that?
Abscessed?
No, it's like all my teeth are straight and then my bottom left wisdom tooth is just jamming
it's
into all of them.
It's calling a timeout?
It's calling timeout. Yes, it's calling a timeout.
Isn't that timeout?
On all my other teeth.
Timeout.
Timeout.
That's what it looks like.
With my wisdom teeth.
Yes.
So it's tearing into my other teeth. My x-rays are really funny. Funny. I should have expected it.
Probably not as funny as this guy's. William Kinnowell. He's 25 years old. He's your age.
Oh, that's my age. Well, sort of.
He likes candy. Sodas. Just like you.
Mm-hmm.
You eat a lot of junk. Yeah.
Such a lie. Lying.
After drinking 1.5 gallons of soda every day for the last 3 years.
Oh, that sounds awful.
William Kinwell is 25 years old. He's from Adelaide, South Australia.
Okay.
Forced to replace all of his teeth with a set of dentures.
Wow. At 25.
25 years old. He had 13 teeth left, and they had to be removed. His remaining 13 rotten teeth were apparently a result of his soda addiction, stemming from his dislike for water.
Okay, there's times where I'm like, I just want soda, I just want soda, I just want soda. And then after that, I'm like, I don't want soda ever again, and I'll drink water for a very long time. And then I'll go back to soda.
So is this one of those soda times because you're obviously losing your teeth?
And I had soda yesterday because it was available.
They have to pull four of your teeth because of your addiction.
It's not because of my addiction. It's because of my terrible genes.
Don't blame the Gap for this.
G-E-N-E-S. Genes. These are not Gap genes.
No, they're definitely not. Yeah.
It's hereditary, what I got stuck with. Not so
hereditary?
It's not because of the
I'm
soda.
Sure that's what this guy's saying. We talk like this now.
Oh my gosh, I don't have dentures.
He's 25 years old.
I had to get my wisdom teeth pulled.
I'm just saying.
It's normal.
Stop drinking too much soda.
Everyone goes through it.
1.5 to 2 gallons of soda every day for the last 3 years.
That's a big problem. Do you remember that story we read like a year ago of that girl who died? Because she drank like 4 bottles of soda a day and
she
never
really
drank water.
Yeah, that was
really sad. Yeah, that was really sad.
This dude lost all his teeth. So I guess that's not the worst thing that could happen if you have a soda addiction.
Right.
So, yeah, he has a dislike for water, lives in South Australia. And it is now February. We're a month into this year.
What does it have to do?
We're a month into this year.
Yes.
And usually, you know, a month ago, people say, you know, I drink too much soda.
New Year's resolution.
I rock too much candy. I blah, 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 fill in the blank. We're a month out. Where are we at? What do we need to give up? This dude obviously needed to give up some soda, but instead he gave up his teeth. What do you need to give up? Bieber? Too much Bieber in your life?
No. Not especially in the next week.
Too much freaky blue hair in your life?
Blue hair? Oh, come on. It's teal.
All right. Static.
Can we hear some, Demon Hunter, Heartstrings?
Heartstrings. We will totally play that.
Pretty please.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
We need to give up hardcore, so we'll play Heartstrings. I know how much you love Demon Hunter.
I mean, Demon Hunter and Red are pretty much my all-time favorite.
Well, we'll do that. Coming right back, we got some Demon Hunter for you and some Red. I forgot that somebody had called in and requested Red.
So sorry about that.
So we'll
that.
Play both of those. Right after the break, and first we got details on the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus show, less than a week away.
Get your tickets now.
MyStaticRadio.com. More details here. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The Last Bison. Song called Distance. Kicking off your 7 o'clock hour. Good morning.
Morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
What's up?
Oh, not a whole lot.
No?
Most people on their way to school or work. Hanging out, rocking the awesome Paseo traffic.
Yes.
The big eye traffic.
Yes.
You have a really short commute to work. So this probably doesn't count for you.
No, well, you know what?
What?
I have gotten from home to work without speeding in 3 minutes before.
Yeah, see, that's...
I have also taken from home to work or work to home. It has also taken more than 25 minutes before.
Oh, okay. See, I live on the west side, and so in normal hours, it can take hours. Of course, I'm complaining, and Thebes out in California is probably going to school us, but...
Most likely.
For anyone who sat in traffic last year and felt like your time and money was wasted, good news! It actually was.
It was.
A new report says American commuters wasted more time and fuel... in 2011 than in the year before, in 2012, even worse. Averaging out to about $818 per person. The report from Texas A&M Transportation Institute shows as a nation we wasted $121 billion.
Awesome.
A $1 billion increase over 2010. Yeah, 2.9 billion gallons of gas burned while sitting in traffic. Though it's worth noting that an improvement over the peak waste year of 2005, they actually burned 3.2 billion gallons. So we're down.
Oh,
we're
good.
Down a little bit down. Commuters in Washington, D.C. had it the worst, needing about 3 hours for a trip that would take 30 minutes without traffic.
That is annoying.
3 hours.
That is annoying.
It's because they started filming Homeland there, and everybody just wanted to go see where that show was filmed because it's just so popular.
That's what happened.
Static.
I don't think I'm wasting my time driving into work every morning because I get to listen to you guys.
Boom! See? Bright side.
Boom! Right there!
Thank you, Mr. Bright Side.
I love you guys. Have a good day.
Love you too, bro. So, yeah. Sitting in traffic, you know, watching people do interesting things.
Yes.
I think one of the most interesting things I've ever seen. Oh, I'm going to just start off by saying this was an overshirt.
Okay.
Because girls wear 7 shirts these days, apparently.
Yes, I'm wearing 3 today. So.
I guess not the oddest. A girl was like, because it wasn't stopped, but you could clearly see like arm flailing movement, which is why I started to look over.
I feel like this is a problem.
Because it was weird.
Yeah.
And she, of course, was like doing hair and makeup and stuff, but then reached like behind her. Of course, because, you know, that's normal. To grab something and pulled out another shirt and was, like, putting on this, like, I don't know, sweater type thing.
Yeah.
But the car wasn't stopped. She was still moving forward just, like, slowly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, what is the oddest thing you've ever seen while stuck in traffic? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, 505-338-3700. I've done some dumb things while, like, stuck in a traffic jam or, you know. Not dumb, it's just, oh, hey, we're stopped, so I, you know what, I'm not going to say that one, because I don't know if it's...
Yeah? Please expand. Well, I feel like you're digging yourself... Let's go ahead.
I have a 3DS, you know?
Just
a video game system?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's in my bag, you know, or my iPad.
Oh, my gosh.
Who hasn't played Temple Run
while
driving? Okay. I mean...
No, please tell this story. Go ahead. At least your wife knows.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? Yeah, I... Well, you know, you get stuck in traffic, and it's like, oh, dude... Yeah. YouTube videos. Our phones are very dangerous.
Instagram is the worst.
Those for phones
me.
Down. Instagram?
Yeah.
While you're stuck in traffic?
Yeah. I'm like, well, it's a red light, and then you hear, honk, and you look up and there's no traffic. You're like, crap. I'm sorry. You're like doing like the I'm so sorry wave.
Sorry. Yeah, you wasted $818 last year stuck in traffic. Sorry for you. But every single one of us did, apparently. On average, at least according to the Texas A&M Transportation Institute. Commuters in D.C. had it the worst. After Washington, the most congested cities in 2011 were Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, Newark, Boston, Houston, Atlanta, Chicago, Philly, and Seattle. And, the best place for commuters? Pensacola, Florida. So apparently that's where we're moving.
Okay.
You only need to pad an extra 9 minutes. For your daily drive time.
Mm.
9 minutes.
See, I don't need to do anything if
you're moving to Florida.
If I get to work at 5:30, 5:45 in the morning, nothing.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, for the morning show, it's a little different because we get here so early that there's usually nobody on the road. But the question is asked, what is the oddest thing you've either seen while stuck in traffic? Or what is the oddest thing you've ever done to pass the time?
What I love is that people don't think that people are looking at them.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going to lie. I'm guilty. I don't think people are looking at me. But then I look around at people and I wonder, man, I wonder how many people look at me. Have you ever made the awkward, like, eye contact?
Oh,
like,
yeah, dude. It's the worst. Because then you know, like, if I accidentally look right, oh, I just saw that. I looked into their pupil. I just saw their pupil. I got to look left now. The entire time. Because that was weird and it made me feel funny. Static!
Hey, yeah, man. Oddest thing I do while driving or stuck in traffic or whatever is a headbang, bro.
The headbang.
Headbanging.
Rocking out to some music. Yeah. Right on, man. Thanks. Yeah, I'm a drummer.
In your car.
I am a drummer in my car.
I'm a fearless passenger.
Okay.
I've noticed that, like, whenever I'm with someone, I control the radio, and I'm the person who, like, dances in the seat.
Yeah, I was embarrassed yesterday. We went down to the UNM area and put up posters everywhere, so if you're down in that area, go take pictures next to the red jumpsuit apparatus posters. I'm so amped for that show.
Me too.
It's coming up next Tuesday. Details, mystaticradio.com. Tickets are $15. Get them. But we were down in the UNM, like, Knob Hill area yesterday, and we... having to put posters everywhere. Which found out, huh?
Yes, good on you, sir.
Can I just brag real quick?
Yes.
Because we had all these different places that we were going to put posters, and you're like, you need to put them outside of the frontier. I'm like, okay, there's nowhere to put them except poles. Well, yeah, you just tape them to the poles.
Everyone else was doing it?
Yeah, everyone else was doing it. The poles looked terrible. It was crazy. There's just... And then I said, I don't know. I feel like we need to ask before we do something like that. Because, you know, I want God to bless this show and it be awesome and amazing and help this ministry out. And what'd you find out?
That it's illegal and the cops will get a hold of you.
You found out? I'm sorry. Could you say that louder?
The cops will get a hold of you if you put it on the poles.
Oh, it's illegal to tape things to poles.
It's illegal. You're not supposed to do it.
And the posters say Static Radio all over it, so somebody would have found that and probably gotten it back to us.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying. So by obeying the rules, that's not going to happen now because I
was wrong.
Put them in the designated areas where flyers go.
It'll never happen again.
Wait, which part? The
you being right.
Ah, okay. All right. At least we're on
clear.
The same page. So traffic, it sucks, and we all deal with it every single day. What do you do to pass the time while you're commuting right now? We already had one person call and say that their commute doesn't suck because they get to listen to us every day.
Hey.
I'm sorry for you.
Yeah.
But, according to Texas A&M Transportation Institute, as a nation, we wasted $121 billion sitting in traffic. That includes $2.9 billion in gallons of gas. Wow, man. That's crazy. So commuters in D.C. had it the worst. Commuters in Pensacola, Florida have it the best,
yeah.
Which is where apparently I'm moving. But on average, each human
you're not really moving there.
Wastes about $818 a year.
This is awesome.
Okay, here's the sad truth, though. That's actually not that much money when you consider how much you waste on, say, a cell phone bill.
I know. Okay,
think about that times 12. Think about how stupid it is that you spend...
I can tell you exactly how much money
I
spend.
$100. Say it's $100 a month.
No, I'll
tell you. Which is a nice cell phone bill.
That is a very nice cell phone bill.
That's $1,200 a year.
I'm going to tell you.
On our cell phone! But then how would we get through traffic without Temple Run? I'm just saying. 505-338-3700 is the phone number.
$1,746 a year.
Are you kidding me?
On my cell phone bill.
I just threw up a little bit.
And you probably pay either just as much or more than me.
I do not.
Really?
I pay less. Yes, I do. I pay way less.
Really?
Yeah, way
less. Really? That's how much I pay every month.
That's how much you pay every month?
Yeah.
You pay almost $150 every month on a cell phone bill?
Yes, and we even have a family plan
insane.
With other people. We would be paying almost $200. But we have a family plan with other people.
It's a cell phone, man! The Echoing Green.
Hello.
Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a nice little jog. We just got in.
Whew. Yep, feel good.
Ran to Sopo.
I'm really out of shape.
See, I'm telling you.
Winded from
on
walking.
On Calgary's campus, right here. It's run over.
Pretty spectacular.
Already down my drink.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't have time to enjoy things. I'm working.
To enjoy things?
Yeah.
I enjoy my work.
We were talking about this Transportation Institute survey done by Texas A&M that really made me sad. As a nation, we wasted $121 billion hanging out on the road.
Yeah.
And, this includes gas, just time management. Everything they factored in. So on average, you, sir, or madam, wasted $818 in time and money sitting in traffic.
That's really upsetting.
We got to come up with better ways to pass the time while sitting in traffic.
I'm multitasker, so if I can, I will be on my phone doing some sort of work or...
You can't do that while
checking,
driving.
If I'm stopped at a stoplight.
Yeah, but that's usually when people start honking at you because I can't start something
then
keep looking. I will just zone in.
Can I admit something?
I don't know.
Partially.
Is it going to get you in trouble?
A sin of mine. I love Siri.
Oh, why is that a sin?
Because she can type for me.
Oh, okay.
Because all I have to do is this. Siri, say something for me. And then she will, sometimes, but not now.
So,
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody knows what that means, Siri. It's okay. It's not your fault. User error.
Okay, but if I am, wanting to send a text message...
Yeah.
It's so easy, because all I have to do is this. Hey, period. And then look, it types it. See? And then I send.
Really? Oh, but you still have to send it?
I just kind of touched the phone.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sure. So, time wasters, what's the oddest thing you've ever seen somebody doing in traffic? And or how do you pass the time in traffic? Because seriously, it's ridiculous.
Jed said they saw someone washing their feet.
Gross, dude!
Tony, I saw this lady knitting a sweater or blanket once. Casey saw someone reading.
Yeah, I may or may not have done that. With an iPad, there's just so much at your disposal when you're stuck in traffic. That was an accident. Can I just be honest? There was an accident, so I was at a standstill.
Like a dead stop.
I wasn't like stop and go. I would get sick.
Yeah, me too. I think I'm always really confused when I see like the police leaning over and they're on their laptop. You know they have that setup in their car. They have a laptop and they're typing. I'm like, hey, they're typing and paying attention to something else, but they're on the road right now. And you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I get really confused by why they can do that, but I can't be on my cell phone.
They're trained.
Oh, trained professionals.
They're trained professionals.
Yeah.
And usually they're like checking the plate in front of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, let's see.
I feel like they should just have like a scanner. Ding. And then it just scans their license.
A scanner?
Yeah. Never mind.
They have like a big old crazy hardcore laptop in front of them.
I know.
It's pretty awesome.
It's pretty distracting to me.
Hello.
What up? Hey.
Dude, I like to jam my finger up my nose.
Dude, you know how many people I see picking their nose? It's like, dude, come on. Your windows are not tinted.
Yeah.
It is great. Now here in Las Cruces, man, there is no traffic. So if I was in San Diego, man, I'd just probably go crazy.
Thank you
I'd
for
probably
being
go
honest.
Crazy and like just start like when people are looking at me, I'll start banging my head on the steering wheel.
Oh man.
Yeah, just do something crazy like that so they could just be like, what the heck is this guy doing?
I'll start trying to talk to people.
Really?
I'll like mouth things to people while I'm dancing, yeah. Oh, I get stupid.
No, you know what you gotta do? You gotta get a whiteboard and then like write stuff on it and then just put it up.
There you go.
Conversation.
I like that.
Put it up like, this sucks.
Yeah. That's funny. I like that. A whiteboard. All right.
Yeah. That'd be funny, man. I love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
Pull boy from Cruces. Ted says, sometimes I pray out loud while driving. I'm assuming the people next to me just think I'm singing out loud.
Right.
But I talk to myself often.
Really?
Yeah.
I find that, yeah, in the morning. Well, see, in the morning on my way to work, that's part of my, like,
that's your time.
It takes a little bit longer than others to get to work.
I know.
So I got like a solid 20, 30 minutes in the car, but there's nobody else on the road. So that's, yeah.
It's a good time.
It's usually my hangout time. Like one of the times.
Yeah. That's a good time. I agree.
Static.
Hey. Calling in from Cruces, just wanted to say that a lot of big cities actually have the automated scanners on their cars.
No way.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's crazy.
See, that's kind of
cool. Me, when I'm driving, just radio, music. I wear my headphones because it's also my hands-free device. So.
Ah, yes.
There you go. Following all the rules.
Be careful, actually, because I don't know if that is. I don't know if that's cool.
What?
Yeah,
headphones in the car.
You have to have one out.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that's usually what I have to do anyway, because I have somebody sitting next to me, like my mother, who wants to have conversations.
Take out your headphones if you're sitting in the car with your moms.
Don't worry. It's kind of one of the ways I zone in. Like it's weird. I have to multitask in order to stay on task.
Ah, okay. There you go. Yeah. I like that. Right on.
Love y'all guys.
All right. Love you, bro. Thanks. Paul in Houston says he's sitting in traffic on his way to the dentist right now listening to the Static Radio app.
Hey.
What?
What's up?
Be careful at that dentist. They do crazy things. They're trying to pull Mitch's teeth.
Don't let them do it. Don't let them pull those teeth.
They need to pull your teeth, bro.
No, I don't want them to.
They have to, because you don't take care of yourself.
I take care of myself. How dare you, sir?
Obviously.
I take care of my teeth. I brush twice a day.
All right.
Morning and evening.
How often do you floss?
At least twice a week. Don't act like you floss every day.
At least you're honest about it.
Don't act like you
floss. I was honest with my dentist, because I had my checkup, you know, last week, and I was totally honest.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's okay.
Adrian said he saw a lady shaving her legs.
Stop it right now. That is awful.
I can't read Jacob's because that's weird.
Yeah. Oh, gross, dude. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Oddest thing that you've seen. In traffic. Sadly. Oddest thing. Saddest thing. Wasting money. Sitting in traffic, Texas A&M Transportation Institute showed as a nation we wasted $121 billion in traffic.
Ugh, I hate driving because I feel like the gas money is just flying out the window.
That's $818 per person. So, sad news for you. Yeah. Moving along.
Yes.
Hey, we got a story coming up here in just a few you do not want to miss. Christian Baker and some hot water.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. Hot water. Except that's not really for baking. That's just...
You can use hot water for
something. All right, whatever. We'll talk about that coming up in just a few. Right now, Sleeping at Last. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Road is closed due to construction. Unser between McMahon and Bandelier. There's also bridge work or bridge repair, Montaño, Northwest Culture, as well as on I-25 South, Rio Bravo, exit 200. And that's really the traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Ask for a Stever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun grilled burrito.
Tastes yummy.
Yeah. So speaking of food, we got to talk.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Well, lots. I don't know how to feel about it.
Okay.
I've been trying to think of a way to talk about this without getting everybody mad. So I figured, let's just talk about this.
Go for it. You know what? Just go for it.
An Oregon baker, now under fire, but also receiving high fives, depending on if you're an advocate or an opponent of same-sex relationships. But a Christian baker refused a wedding cake for a lesbian couple, and it is now going before the Oregon Attorney General's office.
Wow.
Yeah, a report from KATU.com. Said that Sweet Cakes owner Aaron Klein allegedly told the couple that they were, quote, abominations to the Lord and refused to rock their cake.
Allegedly,
because he says, I did not use any inflammatory language during the conversation. He says, I apologize for wasting their time and said, we don't do same-sex marriages. He also said, quote, I honestly did not mean to hurt anybody. Didn't mean to make anybody upset. It's just something I believe in very strongly. So he's been getting a lot of emails commending him and a lot of emails condemning him.
Mm.
So,
that's hard.
Yeah, he's also encouraging his customers to be patient with his business as they are trying to respond to the orders because they've been getting such an influx of emails. But I guess in Oregon, there's an Equality Act of 2007 that prohibits discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity, which covers businesses such as Sweet Cakes or whatever it's called. Yeah, Sweet Cakes. But the baker told KATU that he has a right under the First Amendment to practice his faith.
Mm-hmm.
He said, quote, my First Amendment rights allow me to practice my religion as I see it. And that music just ended.
It just ended.
So here's the deal. This Christian baker, follower of Jesus Christ, has a store, owns a cake shop. I guess he did one of the brides. I don't even know how you say that. When her mom got married, he did the mother's cake.
Okay.
And so that's how they were referred to him.
Mm-hmm.
Loved his work. And so they went in and once he realized, oh, wait. This is a lesbian couple. He backed off and said, sorry, I can't do this.
Right.
Of course, they're alleging that he, told them they were abominations and to get out type thing. And he says he didn't use such language. And so it's going to get ugly, I'm sure. But the question is, in this situation, what do you do? What would you do? Business owner refusing service to a lesbian couple.
I'm going to turn that around. What do you do?
505-338-3700 is the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. But, Christian Baker under fire for refusing a wedding cake for this lesbian couple because he said, well, goes against what I strongly believe. And so I can't bake your cake for your wedding. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't be a part of that.
I think
it's tough.
I think if he has the right to do it, then he can. It's just in all in how he responds. And we don't know the truth of how he responded.
Right. And of course, because of this, it has become national news. Mm-hmm. It's already gotten some serious attention. Phone number is 505-338-3700 if you'd like to chime in. It's a tough situation, which is, I'm not surprised that people aren't wanting to chime in right away, because it's one of those things you have to think about. I have, friends, I would almost say acquaintances.
Yeah.
And I people who, this last year decided, dude, we're going to tie the knot. A couple friends of ours, two males.
Yeah.
And, I did not go to the wedding.
Right.
You know? Like, right. I can't. I just can't. I can't just, like,
apply.
Yes. Yeah. This goes against everything I believe. Oh, yes. But as a business owner, I don't know. Does it change things?
I have no idea.
Static.
Hey.
Hey.
What's the problem? You don't like cake or what?
He actually doesn't.
Really? Well, you can't judge him. There's only one man that can judge us.
It's not a judgment call. It's a Christian business owner who said, "Well, that's not something I agree with. I'm not gonna bake your cake."
You can still bake the cake in your business owner. You're there to serve people and make a living.
Okay.
Thank you.
I deal with people all the time like that, mate. You know, but that's just life, man. That's the way. But you just have a little say a little prayer for them too. Don't forget the prayer for them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You can't be stingy. We'll see you all later, guys. Great, thanks.
All right, man. Great call. 505-338-3700. The phone number. See, because that's what it. That's what happens. That's why. What do you do?
Yeah. What I don't know what you would do in this situation.
Because are you making a judgment on their lifestyle, or are you just saying, "Hey, man,
no,
this isn't something I'm in agreement with. I can't condone this."
It's kind of like, okay, and this is, never mind. I'm not going to say it. Never
Static.
Mind.
Static,
dude, you have these stupid laws. You have to. Don't go out there like that and be like, "Hey, I'm sorry, you're gay, I don't want to serve you." No, you have to be smart and just be like, "Dude, I got too many orders, I can't do it."
So lie to them. Lie.
Well, you're not lying, because I'm sure he had more orders and he would want to take the time on those orders and not be able to do that order.
I think what happened is he got involved, reading the story, he did one of the ladies' mom's cake, I guess, for her wedding. And so I think he started the process.
It's just so whack that you own your own business and you can't refuse service to somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, come on, that's your business. You started it. You did it. If I want to serve you, then I don't have to. I don't care if you're black, white, Chinese, gay, a giraffe, an elephant. I don't care. If I don't want to serve you, then I shouldn't have to.
So. Right on.
Thank you, Pooh Boy.
Thank you, Pooh Boy. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Because here's the thing. If I owned a cake business and somebody came in and they said, "Hey, I'm a small business owner. I want to celebrate. It's our 5th anniversary. Oh, cool. Okay, well, let's start designing this cake. What's this for?"
Oh,
yeah, I own a strip club. Yeah, I own a strip club, so I want a dollar bill, and I want a pole, and I want a dancer, because we're going to celebrate 5 years in business as a strip club.
Or it's or something like that. Or like, "Oh, by the way, we're all Nazis.
Right, right.
We hate black people." Like, that's what...
But that's what we do. "Oh, sorry, I don't know." What? You're judging me.
Yeah.
You're judging my lifestyle. It's like, oh, man.
That's the lifestyle they chose.
It's tough. Static.
Hi. I have a couple schools of thought on the whole topic.
Word.
I have, it's not like they were asking him to make a birthday cake or something. They're asking him to essentially participate in something that clearly in the Bible says is wrong.
Right.
So, I mean, I think he has every right as a business owner to stand his ground. I think it just depends. I'm a nurse, and there's times where I have to take care of gay people or people with AIDS or, you know, that whole thing, but that's different. They need help.
Right.
You know what I mean? But this is something that's optional. You know what I mean? It's a wedding cake. They can go anywhere for that. So it's not like he's keeping them from getting married. He's not keeping them from having the wedding cake. He just doesn't want to do it himself.
Right. And I agree with what you're saying about the fact that this is a nuptial. This is a wedding. This is
right.
And by making the cake, you are now tied into that wedding as part of it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And he has the right to say no.
Right on. Well, thanks for the
call.
All
right, thanks. Thank you. All
right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's just before 8 o'clock. We got to take a quick break, phone lines, I'm sure we're going to, yeah. We will keep going with the phone calls right after the quick break. Don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, being that it's Wednesday, Shock Therapy Live, I'm sure we'll delve into stuff just like this.
Yes.
So, yeah. Right back, Rocket Boys, and more of your phone calls. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Citizens. Song called In Tenderness.
Good morning.
Static Radio.
Was talent.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just after 8 o'clock,
We
are talking about something crazy.
Phone line's blowing up. So, a Christian baker under fire for refusing a wedding cake for a lesbian couple that's going on in Oregon right now, actually. This gentleman owns a shop called Sweet Cakes, and he was working on this wedding, and then came to find out that this was for a lesbian couple and said, hey, man, or ladies, because of my Christian beliefs, I can't be a part of your wedding. I can't take part in this.
And he opted out of making their wedding cake.
Yeah, and so he's come under fire. He's had people advocating for him. He's had people condemning him. He's gotten a lot of emails from both sides. And so we thought we'd just open the phone lines and let you guys rap about it. What would you do? This business owner, give us a call, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, I was just wanted to call in and chime in on your discussion about the baker. I am a college student at UNM, and I'm fighting for Chick-fil-A right now in the whole sub-ordeal. And I was working out in the UNM gym when I was listening to you guys. And by the way, thank you. You guys are a great motivator at like 6 in the morning. So, one, I'm like extremely frustrated about this. I'm a pre-law student. So I'm fighting for Chick-fil-A on grounds of constitutional rights and just the economy. And the whole like Christianity and your beliefs is a whole different field. But that, like, the basic fact for this baker is he does have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and he is constitutionally protected by those rights. So the fact that this couple took it to the state is outrageous to me. It's,
right.
I mean, I found, like, that's what they're doing to our Chick-fil-A, and I'm blown away. So, and all, like, thanks for bringing this up on air. Like, I'm really glad you guys talk about these things, because one, teenagers like me in college listen to Static Radio in the morning because you guys are crazy awesome.
Thank you. So, okay, and, since we have you on the phone, tell us a little bit about what's happening at UNM with Chick-fil-A for those that don't know.
Well, to start, just like any other Chick-fil-A in the United States, it is getting quite a bit of heat for Dan Cathy's statement.
Right.
And his statement was of no hatred. He literally just quoted the Bible, and he stated his beliefs. He was asked that in a question. He didn't just come out and decide to start this battle.
Right.
And so far, 80 universities around the United States are being fought. The Chick-fil-A's on campus. Three have been removed. I can't remember the specific names. But our Chick-fil-A is still taking quite a bit of heat because of specific organizations on campus. We just had a town hall meeting about 3 weeks ago. And it was supposed to discuss the opinions and views of specific members of that organization. And it was far from a discussion. It was far from just the basic fact of freedom of speech and religion and separating corporate policy from the personal belief of a corporate leader. It was atrocious, if we're going to be honest.
Okay.
The people who got up, they went for the personal and emotional attack. They went as far as to say, and I quote, "When you eat Chick-fil-A, you kill lesbians overseas." That's exactly my reaction.
I would love to see like how that works out.
Sounds legitimate.
That's exactly my reaction. But not only that, they even went as far as to say that people who purchase Chick-fil-A are going out of their way to just show their hatred towards specific I don't know what the right term is.
Right.
You know, people on campus. And it was outrageous because my friends and I, we all support the Constitution, America, Christianity, et cetera, et cetera. We, as a group, purchased Chick-fil-A beforehand because at this time it was 12 o'clock on a Tuesday during school week. So 12 o'clock to 1 is normal lunch break. So what did? We purchased Chick-fil-A to eat.
Right.
And they pointed us out in the town hall meeting multiple times saying, you are hating on us. You are showing hatred, this and that. And at the end, the group that we went with, we sat there. We did not say anything. We listened because that's what a town hall meeting is for. You do not attack the people in the group. You're right. Supposed to sit there and discuss to the board. It's not this full-on, just screaming debate. It did turn out to be that way, but in the end, one of the girls from our group decided to stand up and speak and say, you saying that we are hating on you as being intolerant to our specific choice of lunch. So it's in all honesty, it's outrageous.
Yeah. I mean,
people are claiming that we are intolerant, and yet they are the ones being intolerant to our views. And these specific groups just want to hear what they want to hear. So freedom of speech and religion are cut short to where they want it to fit what they believe.
You study hard and keep going at this last stuff, because I hope and pray that you do big things, because it sounds like you got this. Yeah.
Thank you. And I wanted to thank you guys for airing this, and it really does. It really, really does just enlighten people, especially college students, because they do not choose to pay attention to these things. So thank you for this.
Yeah, I got to be honest. We were on UNM campus yesterday posting flyers for the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus show coming up next week, and I had no idea this was going on, like, on the campus we were at. So I would have bought some nuggets. I'm just a big fan.
Well, if I could ask you guys as a radio station just to pray for the Chick-fil-A on campus, because the final decision will be made this month as to whether we keep it or remove it.
Wow.
So prayer is a big deal, and there's so much more at this than just what someone wants to hear. This is America, and this is everything we stand for, and it is being questioned. So just for not only Chick-fil-A, but also for the private business owners that do have to stand up for what they believe in, and they are getting crucified for it. So props to everyone who does that, but then also for everyone just to keep them in their prayers and support them any way they can.
There it is.
Thank you for your assertive and level-headed and knowledgeable comment.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Whew! Yes.
I wanted to start playing the Star Spangled Banner. But I didn't, because I'm like, I don't want her to think I'm mocking. I don't want her to think I'm mocking. This is America.
America.
It's true. I mean, all that's going on is it's kind of crazy.
It's very interesting.
So we want to know your thoughts. This Christian Baker under fire for refusing this wedding cake for a lesbian couple. Now, let's be clear. He owns a shop called Sweet Cakes out in Oregon, where, they're Christians.
Yeah.
And apparently, he started talking to them about the cake, and then realized, oh, wait, this is a same-sex marriage. As a believer, I can't be part of your wedding. Mm-hmm. This is something, I don't believe in that. And so now, of course, it's gone to the Oregon Attorney General's office, and so the question is, what would you do? Small business owner. Serve them? Make their cake? Static.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing well. How you doing?
Doing well. I just love listening to you guys stir the pot every so often.
It's fun for us, too.
It's always nice. Well, I just wanted to say, just throw my 2 cents in as, everybody else is. And I have to say, that law student, Greed Lawson, good on her and her friends for fighting, because we need more Christians to stand up and actually voice their opinion and be heard. Unfortunately, too many Christians have allowed our rights to be kind of eroded away, little by little.
Right.
Just like this baker, he's standing up and saying, I can't do that. That's against my beliefs. It's against what the word says. I'm sorry. It's debatable as to what to say, because they're saying he said something different. But, if he's being genuine and saying, I just can't do that, that's great. He should stand up and for his rights and his beliefs and say, no, I can't do this. I can't participate in that. But the thing is, we need to learn as a Christian, we need to draw the line somewhere. The more and more we compromise, the more and more rights we lose. The less we sit back and not speak up, the more and more they take.
Right.
Before you realize that you have no voice. You know, I think people as a Christian as a whole, they start reading their Bible.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You look back in the Old Testament, God said he'll stand with you and fight for you, but the wars and battles, God didn't always step in and just wipe the enemy out by himself. He did it a few times, but most of the time, Israel's had to fight. They went to war and fought.
Right. Mm-hmm.
God gave them favor. You need to stand up. You need to fight. You need to voice your opinion. God will give us favor, but we have to do our part. And as long as we sit back, we're going to lose them.
There it is, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right. You guys have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. You know, it's interesting. As we're talking about Israel and the back and forth and the back and forth and the back and forth of Israel and how they're like, we love you. We don't. We're totally lame. We're awful. I'm trying to find it right now. I was doing this little, I do the quote unquote offering message. This last week I was in Malachi in chapter 3, and that was talking about robbing God, and that was all about tithes and offerings. But during Malachi, you know, they were under like the Persian government, and it was under this different rule, and they were frustrated, and so they're turning their backs on God, and there's crazy social injustice and marriages, just insane stuff going on. And in Malachi, he specifically talks about that, calling something good that is evil in his sight. You want me to bless you, but you were doing things and calling things good that are not. And I think we need to remember these things, that we do serve this holy, holy God.
Right.
And, you know, we got a few comments on Facebook. I was reading some of them. Go ahead and read a couple.
Lisa says, personally, he could have just served them. It is a business. What about all the other sinners he serves? They just happen to share theirs with him. I also think it's backwards discrimination that he can't make that choice without breaking a law or frivolous lawsuit. Brandon says, just make the dang cake. God won't get mad if you're serving someone, even if they are gay or lesbian. It is in our love that people will see Jesus, not in our shunning of them for their beliefs and lifestyle. And then Ted says, I know artists who do commission work, but they specifically specify on their website that they have the right to refuse a requested commission. If the artist is not a Christian and I want him or her to do a commission art piece and they refuse, then can I sue them? Can I sue or have them investigated for infringing on my rights? It's a good question.
Yeah.
Katrina says, they should have gone. I'll read that one later.
I just read Bill. Sorry.
Katrina says, they should have just gone to another bakery. This is only the beginning of lawsuits now that gay marriage is getting more popular. There was a photography studio here in New Mexico that had the same issue. Church will probably be next. And then Bill says, good luck finding a cake topper.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Now here's where I feel we need to be careful in this conversation, because we're hearing, dude, you have every right not to do that. And then we're talking about a Christian who is refusing to serve a lesbian couple a cake for their wedding. Then we have like Brandon's comment saying, dude, just make the cake, bro. It's love. You're loving them, and it's our love that people will see Jesus. But there's something to be said about condoning what is not good in the sight of God. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And scripture, we've talked about this so many times. In fact, coming up at 9 o'clock, Shock Therapy Live, I almost feel like this is going to spill over into Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate Heitzig. However, I think sometimes we throw out the love card and say, no, dude, we just need to love them, as if love means condoning and accepting everything that you do, because you know what? God loves you no matter what. And because of that, you know, and God will work it all out later, and don't worry about that. And he loves you. And you're right. We are called to love, but dude, love is still very much so. We speak truth in love. So there's a way to still speak truth. God is still a just God. He is a loving, merciful, compassionate God, but he's still a just God.
Yes.
And so if God says something is not right, like, hey, this is not right in the sight of the Lord, who are we to call it good? I found it in Malachi chapter 3, and he's talking about adulterers, those who swear falsely, those who oppress hired workers for his wage, the widow, the father, against all these things that people have gone against God with. He says, you have wearied the Lord with your words, but you say, how have we wearied him? by saying, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them. And I think we've come to this place where no matter what people are doing, no matter what lifestyle choices they're making, no matter where people are at, we say, it's okay, dude, I just want to love them.
Mm-hmm.
And love means just high-fiving them and accepting everything, but that's not love.
We've blurred the lines.
If I see somebody hurting, if I see somebody doing something that could cause harm spiritually, physically, mentally, would we not then, in love, want to grab that person? You know, the analogy I always use is my kids in the street, playing, and there's a rule. If we're playing basketball out front and the ball goes into the street, I go get the ball. You don't go towards the end of the sidewalk
mm-hmm.
because you never know what could happen.
Right.
If a car's coming, you never know. They don't see that. So we're playing basketball and a ball goes into the street. If my son starts beelining to the street and gets out into the road, I will grab him, I will yank him back, and I will lovingly let him freaking have it. Because I love him,
right.
And I don't ever want him to get struck down by a car.
Mm-hmm.
So is that hatred? Is that judgment upon my son? Absolutely not. It is in that loving moment that I take him aside and say, dude, I got to rebuke this attitude. You cannot do this. Because by doing this, running out in the street like this, not paying attention, you're going to get hit by a car.
Right.
I love you.
So you have to be careful.
And
yeah.
Sometimes we throw that love card around and say, well, no, we're called to love. Which, by the way, John 13:34, which is the scripture reference, by our love, all men will know you're my disciples, by your love for one another, is not talking about the world. He's talking about other believers in that
yes.
scripture, in the original. That's what he's talking about. By our love for one another, not by our love for the world, not by our love for everybody. He's talking about by the way we conduct ourselves with other Christians. And so, yes, we are definitely called to love. Colossians tells us we are to be gracious to outsiders, seasoned with salt. So we still speak the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm going to get off my soapbox.
Go for it. It's okay.
505-338-3700. Thank you. It's okay.
It's okay. You know
Static.
What? Static. You're doing a great job.
Hey.
Morning.
Hello.
It's a no-win situation.
No name.
You know, I mean, if you go one way too far, you're going to end up being like the church I saw again on the news this morning, the Westboro Baptist cult, and people are out holding signs saying God hates fags.
Right.
They go too far.
Right.
On the other side, it's complete discrimination. From a business owner, I think I agree with the caller who said, you know, we have the right to refuse service to anyone, and you know, I think it's dumb as a business owner to set some policy. If they were saying we refuse to serve black people or Mexicans or Jews, or, you know, it would be, people would be coming out against him in huge ways that is not right. I mean, the reason that we're in this debate or in this topic, it's a hot button because, you know, and I stand up for him to say, yeah, hey, you know what? He's not just saying he's refusing to serve these people. He's refusing to be part of their religious ceremony that he disagrees with.
Right.
He has fundamental disagreements with. I don't think you can win. You know, the one guy says, hey, just bake the cake and do it out of love. You know, I don't know how much of a statement it says to say, you know, you all are lesbians, so I'm not going to bake your... Oh, well, I'll bake your cake, but I'm not going to put the cake topper on. You'll have to do that yourself.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's just... There is a seemingly lack of love, but it's not like they were his good friends and said, you know, I just think it's a no-win situation.
Yeah.
And I think any topics that involve homosexuality, whether it's sweet cakes, which I don't know. Anyway, if it's a bakery called Sweet Cakes, they probably thought they were safe going there. I don't know. But anyway, and, you know, or Chick-fil-A, which, you know, yes, I have a lot of friends who are gay, and I actually discussed with them, hey, is it okay for me to go eat at Chick-fil-A? Does that bother you? And they like the chicken too, you know, but you go so far to the other end and we need to kick them off campus. I just really think it's a no-win, and personally, I hate even being involved in discussions like this. So to those people who I am in relationship with who are homosexual, yeah, I'm going to love them.
Yeah.
And I'm not just going to throw it out as this arbitrary scripture of, oh, we were told to, you know, that's when it starts getting
way too high and mighty on both sides of, well, you're supposed to do this. Well, we are supposed to do this, but not like this. And it just, you know, I'm just going to focus on the people who I have a relationship with that I can focus on. And, you know, I don't know if there's an answer that's going to go, you know?
Yeah. No, I hear you, No Name. That's kind of why we threw it out to the peeps. Let everybody chat it up. See, get different opinions and perspectives. Thanks, No Name.
Thank you.
No Name.
No Name. Let's
see. Haven't heard from him in a while.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Stephanie says business owners have the right to refuse service to anyone for any reason. He's definitely in the right, no matter his reasoning.
Okay.
Tom says, it's their cake business, not the government's. They take chances and make choices on who they serve. It costs the government nothing. The government takes no chances. They lose no money. They should have no interest in this issue. If the cake business loses money or customers, then that is the consequence for their stand. The government ought to keep their socialistic long noses out of the business of the private sector. The market will determine right choices. IMO addendum. It is actually God who determines who he will have favor in. He can prosper business or dry it up. Sammy says, I get standing by convictions. As a business owner, he does have the right to not serve anyone he wants. However, in this case, personal conviction overruled godly behavior. Making the cake is not condoning the marriage. The money could have been used for a good cause.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It's becoming a big issue. If you're just joining us, a Christian baker, he's taking some heat after refusing a wedding cake for a lesbian couple out in Gresham, Oregon. He owns a place called Sweet Cakes, and him and his wife, they started to talk to this couple and then realized, oh, wait, this is a lesbian couple. He says, I honestly didn't mean to hurt anybody, didn't mean to make anybody upset. It's just something I believe in very strongly. I apologize for wasting their time and said, we don't do same-sex marriages. But the couple then took it to the Oregon Attorney General's office after he refused to make the cake. And so here we are discussing it. You know, Culliver, a cornerback for the San Francisco 49ers, he took some heat recently because he was talking about gay players in the NFL and how
they're not welcome on his team
and a lot of stuff. And you know, because of that, he has to take classes now for sensitivity training. He's now going to be working with at-risk youth.
He issued an apology.
Yeah, in the gay and lesbian community.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, another football player said that what the sport world needs is the gay Jackie Robinson. That was the quote this last week. What we need is a gay Jackie Robinson. And Jackie Robinson, baseball player, of course, is a big baseball fan. I knew what that meant, but he was the first African-American Major League Baseball player in the modern era. He was he broke the color barrier, number 42, and you know, they celebrate every year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, we need our gay Jackie Robinson. And as a sports fan, it was like, oh, man, because what's happened now is become, as No Name said, he was talking about serving African-Americans. He was talking about serving different races. But when you start putting races on the same category as someone being a homosexual,
and they've been doing that for a very long time.
What you're saying is that this is from birth, and so you can't change this about them. You can't change the color of your skin. I'm sure I'm going to piss a lot of people off by saying this, but you can't categorize homosexuality the same way as you categorize race.
You can't. And
you can't.
And honestly, I think this is we're Christians, so we understand. We believe we're on the same side, that we understand that this is a choice that
lifestyle
they have made.
Choice.
And I understand that people legitimately struggle with this.
Right.
But they have chosen to act upon it.
Yeah.
You don't struggle with being black.
Right.
You don't choose to be black. You're born that way.
Right.
And so that is something that we as Christians have come in agreement. We agree that this is a choice.
This argument obviously is not going away anytime soon.
Right.
The phone lines are jammed, so let's get to some more phone calls. Static.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hi. What about some of the restaurants that have no shirt, no shoe service?
Right.
You know, what about that, too? And it's ridiculous. That's all I got to say. But he does have a right because he is the business owner.
Yeah. Is this Mom Fernando?
Yes, it is.
Hi, we got we got the package.
My wife almost fell over yesterday when I opened up the little box with the bracelets, and that was the most beautiful jewelry I've ever seen. So
And that's real silver, Steve-O. So.
Thank you so much, Mom Fernando. You are incredible. And yes. Brody's going to be rocking those like a champion. I promise.
Oh, that's very beautiful.
Great. So, yes, beautiful stuff. Thank you so much for your words.
And thank you for the tea as well.
Yes, and thank you for the tea.
Oh, and make sure you guys can also, like, add honey or something in there.
Right on. We definitely will.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mom.
Okay, bye.
Mom Fernando.
Mom Fernando. So fitting.
Yeah. Static.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right. Well, I wanted to kind of comment on this because I'm a cake decorator myself.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Okay. Well, and I was, well, not necessarily caught in that specific situation, but there was a situation where I was asked to make a pornographic cake.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, see?
So how did that work out?
Well, the thing is that, see, as an employee, your manager comes to you and says, you know what, make this cake. And I looked at it, and I was like, oh. And you know what? I take out my stuff, and I'm trying to make this cake. And you know what? It's like one of those things, you know.
Ready?
Yeah.
What?
Here we go. 8:54 now. It is Wednesday, which means... Shock Therapy Live.
In T-minus 6 minutes, you can get your questions, your crazy questions that you have all about life, studio@mystaticradio.com, or you can call live 505-338-3700.
Wrapping up the cake story.
Yes. Do you want me to read some more comments, or do you want to tell what the cake story
is? Man, facebook.com/mystaticradio. I feel like people can just get there and have at it.
Oh, yep, I'm not reading that one.
So there's...
I'm not reading that one.
So it's interesting. Talking about, well, we're talking about business owners' rights, really, but then it kind of veered into other territory. I'd be curious to see what Sammy said as a pastor, you know.
Would you like me to read it?
Well, I don't, because, you know, my pastor, he was talking about that very thing, mm-hmm. You know, performing a marriage ceremony. And that's going to come down the pike eventually.
Yes, for all pastors.
So, I haven't pre-read it, but...
Okay, he says, being the pastor who performs the ceremony condones the marriage. Making a cake does nothing. The baker has every right to say no, but there are consequences, as this discussion shows. Now a potential message is lost because right now the rumor of the baker saying mean things detracts from everything else. Going by the above rationale, watching TV, right?
Yeah,
watching TV condones the bad things that are on TV. Listening to radio condones the bad stuff on the radio, but we don't think that way. Why are we looking to hold that belief regarding making a cake? Is it the motivation to be exclusive? We will only make a cake if you believe like we do. Or inclusive? We don't agree with what you're doing, but we love you because Jesus loves you and will love and will... What is that? Will love us? I don't know. What does that mean?
Good question.
Unconditional love does not mean we offer unconditional approval.
Right.
We can express our disapproval through love and allow the Holy Spirit to enter into a door that we may have closed by outright rejection. Okay.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
This may flow over into Shock Therapy Live, but it's a good question. Josh asks, would someone please offer up a definition of sanctity of marriage?
Yeah.
He hears that term a lot, but he's not sure exactly what it means.
Yeah. That's a good question. So. And,
T-minus 4 minutes
until Nate comes in studio, Pastor Nate Heitzig, and we are going to wrap it up there for this year's show and segue into Shock Therapy Live.
So that's it for me.
That's it for you.
I will be answering your phone calls and transferring them over, hopefully faster.
If you missed any part of the show, you can find the podcast at mystaticradio.com.
Yes.
As soon as, you know.
As soon as
our producer has a chance to put that up there.
Sorry.
So we'll get to that.
It's been
a
good conversation.
Yeah, great conversation. Good day. Thanks to all the phone calls, all the opinions, all the thoughts, all the Facebook comments. And, of course, we'll do it again manana.
That's right.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.